Converse County has become the new epicenter of oil and gas production in Wyoming. And with a gas plant under construction now too, workers from all over the country are flooding the area. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports that the new arrivals are taking a toll on Douglas and its limited housing.
It's freezing outside as Terry Short smokes a cigarette under his hotel's awning near downtown Douglas. He's wearing a Dallas Cowboys sweatshirt, his hometown team.
For the most part, it's this nice little sleepy town that, you know, generally doesn't have a whole lot of chaos going on.
Short is an oil field worker for a company called Gunslinger. He's far from the only worker of his kind in the area. He says folks get a certain amount of money to live on by companies, and they search for a cheaper way to live, both to save and support families.
Sometimes if they know they're going to be in there long enough, they might get you a lease, or you might be responsible for getting your own living accommodations. So you might have to take it upon yourself to either RV, hotel, or do the apartment or long term.
The manager at this hotel says oil field workers started arriving in droves last October. George says the whole town has become chaotic.
But I've been here since September. It's been a lot busier than I anticipated for a town this size.
Facing Short is a parking lot confirming just that. It's full of GMC, Ram, and Ford pickups, each used for services from electricity to gravel. It's the same in downtown Douglas, with trucks filling up Pizza Hut, the Village Inn, and Safeway. Joel Schell says it's gotten bad. He's the Converse County Treasurer. He says address requests are up, RV parks and campgrounds are all full, and my personal favorite,
I go to Safeway, and I'm frustrated because, there's no apples. Like, how can you have a grocery store with no apples, right?
5 years ago, Converse County produced only 17% of the state's oil. But the rise of horizontal drilling and a promise for thousands of new wells has pushed that to a 33% share and rising. And so, Shell says oil field workers aren't just filling RV parks, but affordable hotels and rentals.
Most of them are staying in Casper because we're full. You know they wouldn't do that if they could stay here, if there was housing available here.
It's a 45-minute commute to Casper. For those who do stay in town, Shell explains workers often group together in a place, and that can cause prices to shoot up. He explains that's what happened during the last boom just a few years ago.
House rentals went from, right around $700 a month before the boom to $1,500 during the boom. And some of that, I think, was that per diem where you had workers combining to rent places.
The lack of housing now is causing a price spike, too, driven by low supply. Realtors say there's no rental availability in town, with new listings snagged before the day is out. From 2017 to 2018, the average cost of a rental went up nearly 10%, according to a report from the Wyoming Business Council. Shell says it's easy for year-round residents to get priced out.
And some people who, were still had nothing really to do with the industry, the energy industry, were still making the same incomes, got priced out of those apartments.
Everyone's just scrambling to find what they can in the area.
That's Dane Corville, a project manager for SAM Inc., which surveys for possible pipeline routes in Converse County. He's had crews around Douglas for a year and a half. Right now, low housing has them staying in hotels in Casper. Corville's aware the toll an oil boom can have on a town.
Yeah, I think about that all the time.
Like the pros, plenty of new customers for the local economy, and the cons.
There's a lot of riffraff, too, that comes in. They're a cross-section of society just like any other position.
But Corville says residents are not powerless to the boom, that companies rely on landowner participation, and they can ask for more than just a check. Corville says he's seen it happen.
You have no idea how much money is changing hands between a huge ranch and a pipeline company. I mean, we're talking millions of dollars. And for them to just turn over and say, hey, in addition to that $4.2 million check you're about to give me, I want you to also give that old folks home downtown a check for $100,000 too.
Or parks or even affordable housing. A Wyoming Business Council report found there's demand for another 200 units of that sort of housing. Corville says it would be smart for landowners to keep the community at large in mind.
Their town could be left in the wake of this oil boom, shining like a star instead of being crushed and jails filled. Roads crumbling. It can go either way.
As far as new housing, construction companies have little incentive to build, knowing the boom will end and people will leave. But for now, the rush to lease and develop new land in Converse County is just starting. There are about 1,400 wells and thousands more on their way. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.